to haul my cotton come picking time.
That's Johnny Cash, a couple of songs from a concert he did in 1969 at New York's Madison Square Garden. That's I Still Miss Someone, 5 Feet High and Rising, and Pickin' Time. And even there at the height of his career, playing in a place like New York City, what does he bring up? His childhood, growing up in Arkansas. Well, as I mentioned earlier, tomorrow would have been Cash's 80th birthday. And tomorrow in Dias, there's going to be a special ceremony which will mark the beginning of work to restore Johnny Cash's boyhood home. The project is being led by Arkansas State University's Arkansas Heritage Site, and joining me to talk about this a little bit is Dr. Ruth Hawkins, who is overseeing the project. And Dr. Hawkins, you're in Dias right now?
I'm in Dias right now, and we're busy setting up. It promises to be an exciting day with a huge crowd.
How many people are you expecting?
Well, you know, it's hard to tell, but it looks like there could be well over 1,000 people here.
Wow. Well, weather looks like it's going to be great. You're going to be doing the ceremony. I know part of it is at the community center there in Dias. Are y'all?
Yes, the entire ceremony is going to be here at the community center. We're going to do the restoration launch here as well, just because it's very difficult to get people out to the house. It's down a gravel road, and it's very muddy out there, and there's a lot of construction going on. So we'll be doing everything at the Dias Community Center.
Well, tell me a little about what y'all will be doing to the house to actually begin the restoration.
Well, the restoration is underway. What we have done now is we have moved the house off of its foundation and moved it kind of over to the back of the lot so that we can begin excavating the foundation and actually pouring a new foundation. Anybody that's ever been to Dias, Arkansas knows that this is a gumbo soil up here, and it moves and is very difficult to keep a house level on. So we're going to be hauling out all that gumbo soil and putting in good solid packed soil and then a new foundation, and then we'll set the house back on that. So that's kind of what's going on now. At the ceremony on Sunday, we will be unveiling one of the historic concrete piers that was under the house that will go back as the cornerstone of the house when the house is restored.
Why is it so important to preserve this house?
Well, it's important for a number of reasons. It's not just because it's Johnny Cash, who certainly it would be worthy of it just for that. He's such an international icon. But in addition to that, this was a colony house. During the Great Depression, one of the New Deal programs was an agricultural resettlement community here at Dias. And what happened was the federal government acquired 16,000 acres of land, and they built 500 colony houses along with 20 and 40-acre sections of land. And then they recruited farmers from all over the state. And the Johnny Cash family, his parents, Ray and Carrie Cash, were among those 500 people that were recruited. And so they came here in 1935 from Kingsland, Arkansas.
And it's just a small house, but I know Johnny Cash wrote in his autobiography just about what that was like for him. I think he was 3 or so and talked about going into this brand new home.
Yeah, well, you have to understand that during the Great Depression, the people that were recruited to come here were people that were out-of-work farmers, and this was a chance for them to have a new lease on life. And so when they got here, Johnny Cash remembers that his mother just sat down and cried because it was the first new house she'd ever had. And so it's important that we restore it to the way it looked then, and because not just because it's got Johnny Cash, but because it's representative of that whole period and all of the other colonist families that came here during the 1930s.
And you've told me that y'all have people from all over the world who sometimes just go by to see this house he grew up in.
We do. You know, Johnny Cash obviously toured a lot in Europe and has a huge fan base all over Europe. And so when we go by there, we find notes that have been stuck on the door from people from Wales, from Ireland, from Sweden, from really all over.
And what are y'all expecting? What will happen at the ceremony tomorrow?
Well, at the ceremony, we're expecting about 25 members of the Cash family to be here. We're very, very honored that of all the places they could be on Johnny Cash's 80th birthday, they felt that, that the important place to be was in Dyess, Arkansas, because this is where he grew up. And so the Cash family will be making comments about their father, their brother, their uncle. And then some of the Cash family members will be doing song tributes to him.
Wow, that should be pretty amazing.
Oh, it will be. It's going to be very exciting.
Any suggestions for people going? I'll be going there covering this and putting together a report that will run Monday morning here on KUAR. But any suggestions for people wanting to attend?
Well, my only suggestion would be to get here early because this is, we are not charging admission for this. It is a program that's really being put on as a tribute to Johnny. So it's really going to kind of be first come, first serve, whoever gets here. I mean, hopefully the building seats a little more than 1,000 people, so hopefully we can accommodate everybody, but might be good to get here early.
Yeah, and Roseanne Cash, one of those taking part?
Roseanne Cash will be here. Her sisters, Kathy and Cindy, will be here. John Carter Cash will be here. Johnny's brother and sister, Tommy and Joanne, will be here. So a lot of Cash family members.
Yeah, well, it should be exciting. Well, right. Tell you what, why don't we take it out here with some music from Roseanne Cash. That's Dr. Ruth Hawkins with Arkansas State University, who's helping oversee this project. And good luck. I can't wait to see the ceremony tomorrow.
Well, thank you. We're looking forward to it.
This is Not Necessarily Nashville on FM 89.